President Obama met with the Prime Minister of Japan this week and talked trade.
We made important progress in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, which will support good jobs and growth in the United States, as well as economic reform and revitalization here in Japan. We're closer to agreement on issues like automobiles and agriculture. I've been very clear and honest that American manufacturers and farmers need to have meaningful access to markets that are included under TPP, including here in Japan. That's what will make it a good deal for America, for our workers and our consumers and our families. That's my bottom line, and I can't accept anything less.
Obama says he believes the two sides can come together on an agreement, but provided few details about specific agricultural commodities, such as rice and beef, when asked by a Japanese reporter.
I think it's fair to say that there are certain sectors of the Japanese economy, agricultural sectors, the auto sector, in which market access has been restricted historically, certainly compared to the market access that Japan has had to U.S. consumers. Those are all issues that people are all familiar with and at some point have to be resolved. I believe that point is now.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says Japan needs to realize the importance of including all commodities in a free trade agreement because it will be necessary for congressional support.
I know the president is conveying very clearly to the Japanese officials in particular that it is incumbent on the Japanese to have a far more open mind about open markets than they've had in the past. And absent that, you know, we're confronted with a situation where it's not any deal is the best deal. It has to be a good deal. And if it's a good deal, great. And if it's not, we would be better off with no deal.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.